Let's talk to Stuart.
Okay.
Stuart.
Stuart.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
How you doing?
How you doing? Good.
Yeah, well, I'm a Satanist.
And what is that?
You know, it's not like how the... I get sick of people always saying, thinking that, you know, it's like we're all these, a bunch of these evil people and we're, you know, sacrificing virgins and we're listening to, like, Slayer and, you know, but it's really, it's more, it's just, and it's just something me and my buddies just started to do for fun. By the way, I'm a big fan of yours, Nick. My favorite movie is Devil's Advocate. Yeah.
Yeah, Al Pacino plays Satan pretty well in that.
No, he's not a fan of mine.
Well,
that's because you didn't like Devil's Advocate.
Yeah, you didn't like Devil's Advocate.
So. Hey, Stuart, so the story we were reading about the Satanist and the British Navy, did you have any reaction to that?
Well, yeah, I think that I wasn't really listening, but I kind of was, but I forgot what you said. But like, I think that you probably...
You're representing your religion really well right now, Stuart.
No, but they were giving him a hard time probably because they didn't understand that it was just like the thing that he does.
Like
he's killing people.
No, they've acknowledged that they've
acknowledged it. So they've
given him. He's been officially recognized as a Satanist.
Yeah,
that's good.
So that's religious freedom for the guy.
I don't have any people buried under my stairs.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good start, Stuart.
We've killed a couple of chickens, but when we were kids. But
it is so does Frank Perdue.
And it's true that if, when you cut their heads off, they just keep running around.
Right? Yeah.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, are you going to have a big night next Sunday? Is that a big night for you Satanists?
Oh yeah.
We're
planning to get a bunch of costumes, and I'm just going to cut the bottoms off it, and then we're going to walk around without pants.
Oh, that'll work out good for you.
I do that every week.
Yeah. What's new about that? I don't know. Well, Stuart, thanks, man.
For the ramen noodles, you and Ted would have the same lifestyle exactly.
Yeah. So, Stuart, thanks, man.
Thanks.
See you later. Okay, my question is, where did he get his marijuana?